Hey, it's 8:27 and 51 degrees. Time for Our Community and Our Community Calendars. If you've got something for us, send us an email. Feedback at knba.org is the place to do that. Well, we like to feature different events and folks in our community as well and figure out, well, just what's happening this week. We've got some special guests in the studio, J.J. Harrier and Shelby Wilson. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So, I understand there was a big barbecue yesterday to kind of kick off this week's events. And, of course, we're talking about Pride Fest.
Yes. So, yesterday we had our annual barbecue at the Raven, which was magnificent. I mean, that weather was beautiful, beautiful. And it's been a while since we've had that many people show up to the barbecue. So, it was a packed house yesterday.
And, of course, we had this torrential downpour last night. And then now it's sunny again. Mm-hmm. So I guess that bodes well for the rest of the events. So, you know.
I sure hope so.
So what's on the schedule? Like how does this differ from other cities' Pride Fest?
Sure. So Anchorage Pride Fest week kicked off officially this past Saturday. Up here, we do things a little bit different with the Identity Pride Committee. We've decided a while ago to put something on each day for a week. And that's mostly because the community came to us and said, you know, hey, we want to host an event in some fashion. And so we started planning different events and realized that we had help, which was great. Tonight, for example, we have the Beartooth Film Fest, the Pride Film Fest. Featuring two films, and that'll start at 5:30 and then wrap up around 10 o'clock. Tomorrow is the Rainbow Run. So there's something each day, and then it culminates with the Equality Parade and the festival on this Saturday. And that's kind of like the grand finale and a show at Willowa to boot. It's amazing that the community responded as well and as positively as they did for our Pride Fest.
And of course, as a couple of the organizers right here in front of me, I did get to hear a little bit of the behind the scenes stuff and like all these permits and this and it sounds like a big undertaking.
It's 9 months of planning for us to create this fabulous week of Pride. And it is about 20 of us on the actual committee and us to create this fabulous week of Pride. And it is about 20 of us on the actual committee. And then it's hundreds of volunteers after that at events who help us coordinate and facilitate as well as organize the remainder.
And sort of all this effort, has it gotten any easier over the years?
I think this year actually is the first year that we've really felt, Shelby and I, that we have such a cohesive committee. We've always had great assistance. The thing that's happened with Pride Fest in Anchorage is it's grown exponentially each year. And to prepare for that growth is always kind of a shot in the dark. So we have a committee this year that are invested, and that's mostly because of Shelby, I'll be honest. She recruited some amazing people who are dedicated to the work and to the volunteer ethic. And to the, you know, just being of service for, like she said, 9 months is a lot of work. And, as we grow, we have a committee now that can handle that growth and hopefully more so next year. We always imagine in our dream world that there's going to be a nice streamlined process and everything is just going to happen naturally. Well, it doesn't. But with this committee, we feel like it might.
It's fluid. Very fluid. We are so grateful for each and every person who stepped up and said yes to assisting us this year.
And what's kind of the, so we all know that that being in the spotlight is can be, there's two things about it, right? It's kind of like you're able to kind of see that you're there and people can see you and it's like this is visibility to the general community and that's definitely important. What's kind of the main idea
behind the Pride Festival? Mm-hmm. The main idea behind the Pride Festival is this is one of Identity Inc.'s major fundraiser for the entire year, and it really cultivates everything that happens the remainder of the year. So it supports our youth groups, our youth camp. It also supports the other organizations that come and fall underneath Identity Inc. But most importantly, it gives us the opportunity to have a safe space for our LGBTQ plus community to come and reside, obtain information. We've also are now coordinating with DHHS for testing once a month. So that's another outreach expansion that we've incorporated, and it really does help this fundraiser to fund those little things that we do throughout the year.
Great. So we've heard about the film tonight. Looks like I see a thing on Facebook. It says, "To a More Perfect Union." And it's like Beartooth is the venue starting at 5:30. Where can we find out more information about all these other events and that sort of thing?
Well, we've posted all of our events on AnchoragePride.org as our official website. We've also got an amazing special edition Anchorage Press piece called The Pride Guide, and all of our events are posted in there. They highlight the main events, which are the ones that Identity helps support and fund and put on. And then there are, like I said, the numerous 15-plus community events that are happening as well. There's a ton. So today is the Film Fest, and To a More Perfect Union is a documentary about marriage equality. And then we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Philadelphia with Tom Hanks. And to help us with that will be the Alaskan AIDS Assistance Association, or 4A's, will be there to say a few words to talk about the programs they do in collaboration with Identity, and then they will say, here's the film. And tomorrow is the Rainbow Run. We expect between 300 to 500 people. Weather permitting, it's down by Ship Creek. It's a lot of fun. People dress up in their rainbow clothes. They get colorful. There's beer by Midnight Sun Brewery, and barbecue supported by Northern Air Cargo and Fred Meyer afterwards. And it's just a fun party outside at Ship Creek. Wednesday is a wrestling event that we do over at the Raven that is a fundraiser for Identity again. So people have a lot of fun at that event. And then we have Drag Queen Bingo on Thursday. That's at Willowa. Always a packed house for that. Lots of giveaways, lots of sponsors. And this all culminates again into Saturday's Pride Festival and Equality Parade. So a lot's going on this week, and you can go onto the website and the Anchorage Press piece for more information.
And so, looking ahead and then seeing, are there plans for next year, or are we still just kind of like getting this one done?
Oh, gosh.
Oh my goodness. Can we get through this week first? I like to know that we are sitting in the fruits of our labor right now, and we're enjoying picking and savoring and looking around to the magnificent turnout and visiting with new and old faces. So right now, more than anything, it's all about enjoying the fruits of our labor.
So this year, looking at the schedule, it does seem bigger than last year. And yeah, how big does it compare to as far as those?
The growth really depends on the events that we plan and put on. People are always familiar with the parade. Every town has a really cool gay parade, and ours is no exception. And they know about the festival. Trying to get people to come to the other events during the week has always been something that we've strived to do good. And so we have a great theme this year. Our theme is the next generation more than a rainbow. Last year we celebrated 40 years at Identity and 40 years of Pride Fest. So we really showcased the history of the LGBT community here in Alaska. This year we're looking toward the future, and we're looking at the people who will take the torch and run with it. And what we've noticed, and Shelby and I sat down and talked about this recently, is just what an amazing youth population we have here in Alaska. The LGBT youth have come up and tenfold, and they've started taking over things like the Fair Anchorage campaign and promoting things through the different shows and the groups that Identity supports. And so we wanted to celebrate them They're the ones who are going to be, again, carrying the torch for the LGBT community. So a lot of our events are playing to that theme. People seem to be responding very positively to it. And we've already had a few events where we've seen that to be true. Shelby attended an event for the Youth Art Showcase last night at the Alaska Experience Theater, and she just told me in the parking lot she was blown away by the performances by these kids.
We had sign language interpreters doing music interpretation. We had dancers. We had a drummer, and she's only been drumming a year and a half, and I swear, whenever she gets her band together, I want to be one of the people to buy the first ticket. We had just amazing, poetic individuals who were able to express themselves authentically and honestly without any restrictions or hesitations, and they felt invited by their groups and their peers. And this is what this generation has created. They have created a very solid foundation through our Q Cub and identity, I think we have a trans club that meets as well. So these kids are all meeting through identity, connecting, supporting, uplifting, and basically they're magnificent. If I was even half of what they are at that age, the things I could have accomplished to know that that foundation and support group was there. So if you ever have an opportunity to come out and see one of the, it's called Yas Youth Showcase, you need to do it. You need to do it. Mm-hmm. Because they're representing us in so many facets. The LGBT plus community is on fire, and it's with those youth.
I kind of feel like you have to give yourself some credit for that as well, because you've kind of established this sort of idea of a safe place, and people can identify as who they feel they are, and that's, you know, the kudos for that. Mm-hmm. You, all the hard work.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch. You know, there is a level of humility that the board and the committee for Pride Fest have, in the sense that we want to put this on for the community. Shelby and I were just discussing that as well. The people that we have on our committee and on the board with identity are in it to serve. And so our primary focus is always to say, what does this community need? What are they responding to? What are they coming to us with? We're less of a political organization as we more of our an organization that provides opportunities. Opportunities, like she said, for the youth. We have an elder program at Identity called Sage that does amazing work for the LGBT elders. So we want to be able to put on a Pride Fest that not only raises funds for Identity on a year-round basis, but that speaks to the entire community. And then we also say it's an open door for all of our allies to come and support us and say hello and see what we do and see the celebration, because that's what it's about.
And is there, you know, there's sort of a lot of different needs in it's a very broad community, right? So is there any challenge to, like, saying, well, we need to hear all these voices, is it something that you kind of have to strive for? Is it just come naturally?
It is difficult sometimes as a small organization, even though it appears that we're large. But we have an entire LGBTQ plus community to try to give the best support resources. If we can't help them throughout our group, we try to make sure that there's somebody in this community that they can connect with and pull from and lean into. Our mentorships with the children, Brooks Banker, who is our identity youth director, community person, he has been the foundation for that, as well as we have another person who is a Tracy, who's on our board, and she helps with the medical piece of that, making sure that we direct them to the people who need that as well. So we're doing the making sure we're filtering through it, we're asking the questions, we're responding as best we can with our organization and time. But everybody, this is really volunteer. We are volunteering our time, our love and energy and treasures to this community. And every little bit we give is all extra, but it's so fulfilling.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Shelby Wilson and J.J. Harrier, organizers with Identity Inc. right here in Anchorage, and we're talking about Pride Fest. You know, we've covered quite a bit. Well, there is a lot to cover, so where can people find more information about this week's events or the mission of throughout the whole year?
Sure, you can visit AnchoragePride.org. We have an amazing Facebook page with 7,000 followers, always growing, Instagram as well, all under the Anchorage Pride moniker. And then the Anchorage Press put out a great piece last Thursday called The Pride Guide and most of our events, and there's a feature stories of the up-and-coming people are in our community. A young woman named Lily, who's trans, and she is putting on Talkeetna Pride, which starts a week after our Pride. And just in the last few years, and I wanted to touch on this, was, you know, at one point we were just Alaska Pride, and we were the only Pride Fest in the state. Since then, we've seen prides pop up in Juneau and Talkeetna. A small community is growing in the Matsu Valley, and we had a contingent out at the Colony Days this past weekend, marching with their rainbow flags. So, and Fairbanks is starting to pick up their speed a little bit as well as far as organizing and promoting. So we're seeing things happen, and that's amazing for us. You know, first because then we can pull back and not have to support an Alaska Pride anymore. Now we're just Anchorage Pride, which is great. At the same time, we are putting on events that we think will speak to the majority of the community.
And then as far as year-round, just finding out what, go to identityinc.org, and you can find out what is going on weekly, monthly, through our calendar. And if you have an event that you want to, that is LGBT, then we can post it there as well.
So we have covered a lot. Is there anything else that you just think people need to know this?
Well, I mean, the purpose of Anchorage Pride Fest Week happening right now is to celebrate our community, celebrate the LGBT community, and to look around and be grateful for the people that we do live with and celebrate with on a yearly basis. On the back end, it's always great to raise funds for an organization that's doing so much work, and that's what Identity is for our community. Identity is, like Shelby said, a volunteer-run organization, and you know, we have a community center downtown on Fifth Avenue. It is the home for many support groups. The trans youth groups, the adult youth groups, you know, there are, we get a lot of parents who call us and they learn that their kids just came out of the closet. They don't know how to adult youth groups. You know, there are, we get a lot of parents who call us and they learn that their kids just came out of the closet. They don't know how to deal with it. There is a facilitation happening there with Identity and these parents. It's amazing. And then we're a resource center as well for a lot of the different issues that people are facing. So we want to be able to keep that wheel turning. And I think Pride Fest is you know, I can't dismiss the fact that that's one of its primary functions, is that it supports that.
Well, I'd like to thank our guests, Shelby Wilson and J.J. Harrier, for coming in, and have a great morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Just ahead on KMBA, we've got Joan Osborne as well as the War on Drugs right here on 90.3 KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.